traditional ruler in this country. Now he's the president of the National House of Chiefs. The National House of Chiefs is a constitutionally recognized body that brings together the most important traditional rulers in this country into kind of a group. Now he's also a professor of geography in this university. To chair this opening program is the Vice Chancellor, Professor Ernest Eite. We are grateful for all of them agreeing to be here with us this morning, bearing in mind that at 10 o'clock this morning will be the opening ceremony of the annual New Year School. The annual New Year School is a regular annual program of the university. It's a flagship program of the university, and it's held every year. We are very grateful for the taking time off the university before going there. That shows the importance that we give to this our program. Now, before handing over to the chair, let me also take this opportunity to introduce Professor Cole. Professor Cole, it is Professor Cole's passion and dedication that has resulted in this program. Professor Cole, we are very grateful for your dedication. And we have here also with us my colleague Dean of the Law School of BWM University. He's been here, I take it to be the indication of further collaboration between our faculty and BWM University Law School in the future. I may also want to mention the Honorable Bishop, who we introduced later on. He's here with us all the way from Botswana as one of the leading speakers. We'll hear more of him later on. It may interest you to know also that this year marks the 65th anniversary of the establishment of the University of Ghana. And we deem it so important that we regard this conference as the first of a series of conferences, international conferences, that are planned to be part of the program. It is a year-long program, and some of you, particularly those from Ghana, will be invited on that part of the program. Those of you from our friends from outside, you are also welcome anytime you are in the country. Let me finally take the opportunity to welcome all of us, particularly participants from other African countries, Europe, and the United States of America. Ghana is a beautiful country, just as how the reports describe it. Fortunately, we may not have enough time to look around, but at least before you go, we shall make sure you take a tour around the campus, which we are very proud of. I will not say too much about the campus. I'll leave that for the Vice Chancellor, who owns the place. Mr. Chancellor, Mr. Vice Chancellor, as I said, we are happy to have you here. The rest of you are very busy to chair this meeting. So please help me to thank the Chancellor, the Vice Chancellor, for taking up this assignment. Vice Chancellor.
Thank you very much, Dean. Chairman of Council, President of the National House of Chiefs, colleagues, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased for this opportunity to open this conference. that law and religion in Africa. I'm very pleased for this opportunity for a good number of reasons. The first being that it marks, as the dean said, the first in a series of activities slated for celebrating 65 years of this university. We are very pleased that the law faculty is working with its partners to make this possible. And Jadine, thank you very much for this initiative. I'm also pleased with this event for the simple fact that it shows the new dynamism emerging in training within this university. Seeing law and religion together, not natural bedfellows, but seeing them together is a sign of encouragement that we are willing to move beyond our comfort zones. Last week, I attended a conference at the University of Tokyo where we discussed transdisciplinary science, and the whole theme focused on the links between different disciplines and the prognosis that over the next 50 years, those links would begin to disappear. There was a keynote speech that said, within the next 50 years, the boundary between science and arts would disappear. And students going to universities would not be required to make choices between science or the arts. And all of this being made possible as a result of the changes in technology available for education, and also the requirements for the place of work. So, as a result of these new thoughts about our disciplines, as a result of these new ideas about how our world is going to shape in the future, I am very pleased that lawyers and priests are beginning to talk about various practices, experiences, and prospects for these. Clearly, we are interested in how our society will change with time. We are interested in how the politics of our nations would influence the way we think, the way we govern ourselves. We are interested in how individuals respond to the law and how the law itself is shaped by individuals and our society. It is something that we as a university should be extremely interested in, and I'm very pleased that this conference is going to make it possible. I do hope that at the end of the 2 days, participants from the various countries attending will go away very well convinced about the need for us to work together, regardless of which discipline we belong to. They will be recognized for their interest in their work, in working across the disciplines. I thank you for making this possible. The dean said that to be my experience to welcome you to the University of Ghana campus. Yes, it is indeed I say so all the time, people laugh, but I think it's the most beautiful campus anywhere in Africa. I don't know if at the end of the 2 days you will believe me, but I would like to strongly encourage you to take a tour of the university campus. You can start from the Great Hall, past Commonwealth Hall, look at the Legon Hall, Water Hall. There's a certain uniqueness of the architecture of this university. And I do encourage you to try to enjoy it. There's a lot to be enjoyed beyond the architecture. There's a lot to be enjoyed. The people here, they are very warm. And this university seeks partnerships. So as you enjoy the campus, and as you enjoy the people, think about how we can work together to ensure that the future of this region and the future of our world will be a lot more peaceful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the permission of the Chair, I invite Professor James Rasman, Dean of the Law School of the Philadelphia University, to give us a few words. Dean?
Good morning. Vice Chancellor Ayote, Justice Dutte-Bob, Professor Nagala, and Bishop Wambaugh, it's an honor to be here with you today, and an honor also to be here with Dean Kwashiga. As he mentioned, this is the product of 3 years of preparation and effort. I met Dean Kwashiga 3 years ago in a small... There we go. I met him in a small conference room in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we began at that point to plan to have this conference. And it is really his passion for human rights, his energy and enthusiasm for ideas, which has made this conference possible. And we're all the beneficiaries of his work. As the dean of a law school, I know something about all of the effort that goes into preparing for a conference like this. And there's obviously been a lot of effort here, and I'm grateful to him. What a beautiful setting to have a conference in. What a beautiful space and a beautiful university. And it's just a real exciting thing for all of us from the United States to be here in Ghana for this conference. We have a really distinguished group of delegates here, academics from around the world and particularly around Africa, to come together to talk about the relationship between religious entities and the state. And this is a subject of increasing importance throughout the world, an important subject of human rights, and look forward very much to learning with all of you over the next couple of days as we explore ideas. And I just want to also thank my colleague, Professor Colt Durham, who, like me, is on the faculty at Brigham Young University's law school. I won't spend time, as deans usually do, bragging too much about our law school or about Professor Durham. There's actually an insert in the materials that tells you a bit about the International Center for Law and Religious Studies. But they have been at work for many years on the issues we're going to talk about here, on the relationship between church and state, and on issues of religious liberty. And I think that they've had a real influence in the world of ideas, and that's partly because of the efforts of many in this room to develop an architecture of scholarship and thinking on some significant issues. I'm grateful to him for all of his efforts in that regard. Let me just say again how honored I am to participate in this conference, how grateful I am to Dean Kwashiga and the university for co-hosting this. I also ought to mention those who are co-sponsors, along with the center at BYU and along with the Faculty of Law here at the University of Ghana, the theology faculty at Stellenbosch, the Center for Human Rights at the University of Pretoria, and then also the Center for the Study of Law and Religion at Emory, all of whom have participated in the steering committee and helped make this conference possible. I'm grateful to everyone, both for your participation, forward to learning from you in the next couple of days. And again, thanks. Dean Kwashiga.
Thank you very much, James. May I now invite my boss, the chairman of council, to give us a real welcome address.
Vice Chancellor, Dr. Agnes Laite, Dean James Ransman of the Brigham Young University, who are both co-chairs of this event, the Dean of the Faculty of Law, other members of the Steering Committee of the Conference on Law and Religion in Africa, President of the National House of Chiefs, Bishop of Botswana, distinguished invited guests, eminent participants in the conference, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to see so many distinguished scholars gathered here today to brainstorm on the fascinating theme of this conference. The University of Ghana is enthusiastic about fostering such intellectual ferment. You are thus all very welcome, and I hope that you will make time, in spite of it being Mashiga's attempts to grant your order, to make time to explore outside of the limits of this conference the beauties of this land of ours. I've been given the liberty to say a few words on the theme of this conference. This is a dangerous liberty, since I know hardly anything about the intriguing theme of this conference. What I do know is that the 1992 Constitution of Ghana guarantees us a fundamental freedom, quote, the freedom to practice any religion and to manifest such practice, end of quote. This is Article 21, Clause 1C of our Constitution. What are the implications of this fundamental freedom for our national life? Are there any limits to this freedom? And if so, where and what are they? Our Constitution has a clawback clause which states that the fundamental freedoms conferred in it are, quote, subject to respect for the rights and freedoms of others and for the public interests, end of quote. Is this a helpful tool in delineating the limits of the fundamental freedom to practice religion that is conferred by the Constitution? To what extent does it help to resolve the problem some have encountered of loud and enthusiastic hymn singing in residential areas at early and ungodly hours? These are a few issues that I would like to throw into the mix of the matters that we will be discussing in the course of the next 2 days. The range of topics set down for treatment at this conference is truly impressive, encompassing religion and politics through Sharia and secularism to the state of religious freedom in various countries. Your discussions promise to be fascinating, and I wish I could be with you for longer. Alas, I cannot, for the reasons explained by the dean of law here. But I do wish you all happy deliberations, and may success attend your efforts. I thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chancellor, Chairman, Chairman of the U.S. Council, Lordship, Justice at Bar, Deans who are here, and Bishop, distinguished guests. I think my interest here is on behalf of chiefs and other traditional authorities, and I found this topic very intriguing. Intriguing in the sense that we've often said that chieftaincy is the epitome of culture in the country, and it's the same everywhere. And in fact, religious practices everywhere are around the institution of chieftaincy and other factors. And it's good that you are going to look at institutional religion and then traditional religion. Institutional religion, of course, may refer to the organized churches and others who at times want to keep a distance between themselves and chiefs and traditional religion, because the people who came during the colonial period saw traditional religion as paganism and worshippers of idols. And therefore, there was never an attempt to merge the two. And therefore, if we look at the topic here, taking religion and law, We find ourselves always in the chief court having a conflict between tradition and what we may call even common sense, and in recent years we have learned about natural justice with a project that the World Bank is helping the National House of Chiefs to strengthen our adjudicated sector, because we have judicial committees. And in the Chief's Court, usually the Chief is expected to pay more attention to tradition, to custom, to regulations that may perhaps pertain to family ties and so forth. So when you are judging, advocating on a case, mediating on a case, factors of natural justice, factors, details of law may not come into play. And therefore, this is where I find this very interesting, and you are going to look at this. And we have often been in conflict in terms of trying to execute our role as mediators in the society and what other people may think. And therefore, one is very happy that you've assembled these great professors at the back and then distinguished guests all over Africa to look at this particular topic. I remember 5 years ago we met in Abuja to look at the institution of justice in Africa, and it was so varied in nature and also varied in terms of details about what chiefs can do and what chiefs cannot do from country to country. And therefore, we will be interested in the outcome of your deliberations to see where the demarcation can be. And we'll be interested to find out whether we're on the right course, and perhaps your deliberations may help us to mediate the bond. Because we have decided that is the National House of Chiefs, instead of going to court all the time to settle cases, we would rather mediate. And so all regional houses tend to mediate instead of going to court, because the court usually may only be interested in the who is right, who is wrong, winner and loser. Mediation may not be interested in that. And therefore, I hope you look at this aspect and also help us to strengthen our own legal mediation system. I hope you will enjoy your stay here, and unfortunately, you will not get a chance to visit any of the traditional councils in Ghana. But Ghana, we have so many tiers of traditional authority, in each of which you have different cultural displays and religious norms and characteristics, which would have been interesting to you. But there are many places where religious beliefs are very different, and the chief there, chief priest, is basically somebody who is there because of the fact that there is a shrine in that area. But not all chiefs play those roles. So even though we play dual roles, we tend to rely on the fact that we don't want to be in conflict with the law. And therefore, we learn from you where these conflicts are. You have topics like the law and politics, and the law and religion, and so forth. We hope we can see your discussions, the outcome, which will benefit us. And I'm fortunately serving on some committees with the dean of this faculty. So I'm sure I'll get the results of this conference. So I wish you a happy stay here in Ghana. And if you were going to be long, I would have invited you to the National House of Chiefs in Kumasi. But that can be your next visit. So thank you very much, and enjoy your stay here.
Son, are you?
Yes, I am. A great woman.